Part 3. Three Personal Growth Practices to Power Your Path to Wealth. The Not-So-Obvious Millionaire Principles. Chapter 10. Not-So-Obvious Millionaire Principle Number 1. Self-Leadership. Your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development, because success is something you attract by the person you become. Jim Rohn. Ask 100 people on the street what you need to be a millionaire, and the most common answer will be more money. Ask a classroom full of 10-year-old kids, and you'll probably get a similar answer. And while that answer is true in theory, it's not that helpful, because most people believe that the only way to get more money is to work more. It's not that work isn't important, but society has conditioned us to think that the only way to have more is to do more. Want more money? Work harder. Put in more hours. Want more sex? Lift more weight and log more steps. Want more love? Do more for your partner than they do for you. But what if the real secret to having more of what we want in our lives is not about doing more, but becoming more? It is this philosophy that gave birth to and remains the foundation of the Miracle Morning, that your level of success in every single area of your life is always determined by your level of personal development. Things like your beliefs, knowledge, emotional intelligence, skills, abilities, faith, etc. In other words, if you want to have more, you must first become more. The fundamental principle of the Miracle Morning is that who you're becoming is far more important than what you're doing. But the irony is that what you're doing each day is also determining who you're becoming. To become more, you need to carefully reflect on how you're spending your time and energy. Millionaires, whether they realize it or not, are self-leaders. They embrace the idea that they must become more. And the key to that development lies within. Before I reveal the essential principles of self-leadership, I want to share with you what I've discovered about the crucial role that mindset plays as the foundation of effective self-leadership and, in turn, wealth creation. Be aware and skeptical of your self-imposed limitations. You may be holding on to false limiting beliefs that are unconsciously interfering with your ability to achieve your personal and professional goals. For example, you may be someone who repeats, "I wish I were more organized." Yet, you are more than capable of providing the structure and inspiration to be organized. Thinking of yourself as less than capable assumes imminent failure and simultaneously thwarts your ability to succeed. Life contains enough obstacles without you creating more for yourself. Effective self-leaders closely examine their beliefs, decide which ones serve them, and eliminate those that don't. When you find yourself stating anything that sounds like a limiting belief, from "I don't have enough time" to "I could never do that," pause and turn your self-limiting statements into empowering questions such as the following. Where can I find more time in my schedule? How might I be able to do that? Doing this allows you to tap into your inborn creativity and find solutions. You can always find a way when you're committed. As tennis star Martina Navratilova said, "The difference between involvement and commitment is like ham and eggs. The chicken is involved. The pig is committed." Being all in is the key to making anything happen. See yourself as better than you've ever been. As Hal wrote in The Miracle Morning, most of us suffer from rearview mirror syndrome. limiting our current and future results based on who we were in the past. Remember that. Although, where you are is a result of who you were. Where you go depends entirely on the person you choose to be from this moment forward. This is especially important for millionaires. You will make mistakes. Don't let your sense of guilt about that keep you from seeing that you're capable of more than you've yet to imagine. There are few limits to who you can become and what you can create for your life. Every mistake provides an opportunity for you to learn, grow, and become better than you've ever been before. I watched an interview with Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, who is the youngest self-made female billionaire in the United States. She attributes her success to a mindset her father instilled in her. When I was growing up, he encouraged us to fail. We'd come home from school, and at dinner he'd say, "What did you fail at today?" And if there was nothing, he'd be disappointed. It was an interesting kind of reverse psychology. I would come home and say that I tried out for something, and I was just horrible, and he high-fived me. If we allow them to be, our mistakes can turn into our greatest lessons. We all make mistakes. As human beings, we do not come with instruction manuals, and there will always be someone with an unsolicited opinion about the way you are living your life. Don't listen to the static. Be confident in your choices, and when you aren't sure, find the answers and support you need. All successful people at some point made a choice to see themselves as better than they had ever been before. They stopped maintaining limiting beliefs based on their past and instead started forming beliefs based on their unlimited potential. One of the best ways to do this is to follow the 4-step Miracle Morning Affirmations formula that was outlined in Chapter 3 to create results-oriented affirmations. Be sure to create affirmations that reinforce what's possible for you by reminding you of your ideal outcome, why it's important to you, which actions you're committed to taking to achieve it, and precisely when you're committed to taking those actions. Actively seek support. Seeking support is crucial for millionaires, yet many people struggle, suffering in silence because they assume everyone else has greater capabilities. People who are self-leaders know they can't do it alone. You might need moral support, for example, so you can replenish the energy stores that life is so famous for depleting. Or you may need accountability support to overcome your tendency to disengage when the going gets tough. We all need support in different areas of our lives, and great self-leaders understand that and use it to their benefit. The Miracle Morning community on Facebook is a great place to start looking for support. The members are positive and responsive. Try joining a local group for people with similar goals and interests. Meetup.com can help you find like-minded folks who are close by. I highly recommend getting an accountability partner and, if you can, a life or business coach to help you. The 4 foundational principles of self-leadership. While self-leadership is a skill, all skills are built on a foundation of principles. To grow and reach your desired levels of success, you'll need to become a proficient self-leader. My favorite way to cut the learning curve in half and decrease the time it takes for you to reach the top 1% is to model the traits and behaviors of those who have reached the top before you. During my years of wealth building, I've seen many millionaires and a myriad of effective strategies. Here are the 4 principles I believe will make the biggest impact on your commitment to self-leadership. Principle number 1. Take 100% responsibility. Here's the hard truth. If your life and business are not where you want them to be, it's all on you. The sooner you take ownership of that fact, the sooner you'll begin to move forward. This isn't meant to be harsh. Successful people are rarely victims. In fact, one of the reasons they are successful is that they take absolute, total, and complete responsibility for every single aspect of their lives. Whether it's personal or professional, good or bad, their job or someone else's. While victims habitually waste their time and energy blaming others and complaining, achievers are busy creating the results and circumstances they want for their lives. While mediocre entrepreneurs complain that none of their prospects are buying for this reason or that reason, or grumble that it's their team's fault for underperforming, successful entrepreneurs take 100% responsibility for finding the right prospects and, more importantly, acquiring the skills necessary to build volume and get people started correctly. They're so busy working that they don't have time to complain. I've heard Hal articulate a profound distinction during one of his keynote speeches. The moment you take 100% responsibility for everything in your life is the same moment you claim your power to change anything in your life. However, the crucial distinction is to realize that taking responsibility is not the same thing as accepting blame. While blame determines who is at fault for something, responsibility determines who is committed to improving a situation. It rarely matters who is at fault. All that matters is that you are committed to improving your situation. He's right. And it's so empowering when you start to think and act accordingly. Suddenly, your life and your results are within your control. When you take ownership of your life, there's no time for discussing whose fault something is or who gets the blame. Playing the blame game is easy, but there's no longer any place for it in your life. Finding reasons why you didn't meet your goals is for the other guy, not you. You own your results, good and bad. You can celebrate the good and learn from the so-called bad. Either way, you always have a choice about how you respond or react in any and every situation. One of the reasons this mindset is so important is that you are leading by example. If you are always looking for someone to blame, your team sees that, and they likely don't respect it. Like a parent trying to bring out the best in their kids, the people you lead are always watching you, and it's crucial to live by the values that you want to instill in each of them. Here's the psychological shift I suggest you make. Take ownership and stewardship over all of your decisions, actions, and outcomes, starting right now. Replace unnecessary blame with unwavering responsibility. Even if someone else drops that ball, ask yourself what you could have done, and, more importantly, what you can do in the future to prevent that ball from being dropped again. While you can't change what's in the past, the good news is that you can change everything else. From now on, there's no doubt about who is at the wheel and who is responsible for all of your results. You make the calls, do the follow-up, decide the outcomes you want, and then get them. Your results are 100% your responsibility. Remember, you are in the position of power. You are in control, and there are no limits to what you can accomplish. Principle number 2. Prioritize fitness and make exercise enjoyable. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rank your health and fitness? Are you fit? Strong? Do you feel good more often than not? How about your energy level throughout the day? Do you have more energy than you know what to do with? Can you wake up before your alarm and do what's important? Handle all the demands of the day and put out the inevitable fires, all without struggling to make it through the day without feeling exhausted and out of breath? We covered exercise as the E in savers, and yes, I'm going to discuss it again right now. It's a fact that the state of your health and fitness is a huge factor in your energy and success levels, especially for entrepreneurs. Because unlike employees, you're not paid based on the times you clock in and out. You're paid based on the quality of the results you produce within the time that you work. Being a millionaire is an energy sport. Like any sport, you need an extraordinary supply of stamina in order to excel. It's no surprise, then, that three priorities of top performers, each of which you must prioritize in your life, are the quality of their food, their sleep, and their exercise. We'll delve deeper into each in the next chapter on energy engineering. But let's start with making sure you get your daily exercise in. The key is to find physical activities that you enjoy doing. The correlation between physical fitness, happiness, and success are undeniable. It's no coincidence that you rarely see top performers who are terribly out of shape. Most schedule and invest 30 to 60 minutes of their time each day to hit the gym or the running trail because they understand the important role that daily exercise plays in their success. While the E in savers ensures that you're going to start each day with 5 to 10 minutes of exercise, we recommend that you commit to engaging in additional 30 to 60 minute workouts at least 3 to 5 times per week. Doing so will ensure that your fitness level supports the energy and confidence you need to succeed. Even better is to engage in some form of exercise that brings you a deep level of enjoyment. That might mean going for a hike in nature, playing ultimate frisbee, or getting an exercise bike and putting it in front of your TV so you can enjoy your favorite TV episode and forget that you're even exercising. Or do what Hal does. He loves wakeboarding and playing basketball, two excellent forms of exercise, so he does one of them every single workday. You'll see Hal's foundational schedule in the coming pages, so you know how those activities fit with the rest of his priorities. Which physical activities do you enjoy that you can commit to schedule as part of your daily exercise ritual? Principle number 3, systematize your world. Effective self-leaders have systems for just about everything, from work activities such as scheduling, following up, entering orders, and sending thank you cards, to personal activities such as sleeping, eating, managing money, maintaining cars, and taking care of family responsibilities. Those systems make life easier and ensure you are ready for anything. Here are a few practices you can implement immediately to begin systematizing your world. 1. Automation. In my household, milk, eggs, and bread are necessities. But constantly needing to stop at the grocery store for replenishments became burdensome. I discovered a service that delivers groceries, so we decided to have them delivered to us instead of running out all the time for more. If you find something in your life that does not bring you joy, try to eliminate it through automation. I hate cleaning toilets and doing the laundry, so I found a way to hire help for those chores. One benefit of that is that it makes us accountable for keeping the house clutter-free. I realize housekeepers may not be in the budget for everyone, but if you can't yet afford one, you may be able to trade services with friends or come up with other creative solutions. One of my friends includes house cleaning as the exercise portion of the Lifesavers, so a little gets done every morning. 2. Briefcases and beyond. Hal, in addition to being a best-selling author, is a speaker who travels week after week sharing the Miracle Morning message with audiences around the country and abroad. Collecting the items he needed for every trip was time-consuming, inefficient and ineffective because he would often forget something at home or in his office. After the third time he forgot the charger for his computer and had to find an Apple store to buy a $99 replacement, ouch, or ask the front desk for a phone charger, shaver, or an extra set of cufflinks left behind by a previous guest, he'd had enough. He assembled a travel bag containing every item he needs for his trips. And now he can leave at a moment's notice because his bag contains everything to conduct business on the road. Business cards, brochures, copies of his books, adapters, and chargers for his phone and computer. He even includes earplugs in case his hotel room neighbor is noisy. You'll know you need a system when you have a recurring challenge or find that you're missing important items because you're unprepared. If you're walking out the door with just enough time to get to your first destination of the day on schedule, only to discover your car is running on fumes, you need a system for getting out the door earlier. Here are some ways to plan ahead. Pack your lunch, your purse or briefcase, and your gym bag the night before, and lay out your outfit for the next day. Prepare an out-of-office kit with brochures, catalogs, or other items you need for business. Stash healthy snacks for when you're on the go. Apples, kale chips, carrots, etc. to prevent stopping at a convenience store or fast food joint for a not-so-healthy option. Said another way, wherever you need to get your act together, you need a system. A life without systems is a life of unnecessary stress. This is especially true for millionaires. 3. Foundational scheduling. The use of a foundational schedule is key to maximizing your focus, productivity, and income. If we spend too many days bouncing around from one task to another, and in far too many days wondering where in the hell all the time went and what, if any, significant progress was made, we've missed more key opportunities than we can calculate. Can you relate? I'm going to share with you, or at least remind you of, something that will transform your ability to produce consistent and spectacular results. You must create a foundational schedule that gives structure and intentionality to your days and weeks. A foundational schedule is a predetermined, recurring schedule that is made up of focused time blocks, which are each dedicated to your highest priority activities. Most of us intuitively understand the benefits of this, but very few do it effectively on a consistent basis. I know. You became an adult to get away from structure. Trust me, I get it. But the more you leverage a foundational schedule consisting of time blocks, typically ranging from 1 to 3 hours each, that are dedicated to focusing on the projects or activities that will help you make the most of your life and business, the more freedom you'll ultimately create. That's not to say you cannot have flexibility in your schedule. In fact, I strongly suggest that you schedule flexibility. Plan plenty of time blocks for family, fun, and recreation into your calendar. You could even go as far as to include a whatever I feel like time block during which you do, well, whatever you feel like. You can also move things on occasion as needed. What's important is that you go through your days and weeks with a high level of clarity and intentionality with regard to how you're going to invest every hour of every day, even if that hour is spent doing whatever you feel like. At least you planned on it. Maintaining a foundational schedule is how you will ensure that you maximize your productivity so that you almost never end the day wondering where in the hell your time went. It won't go anywhere without you making a conscious decision because you'll be intentional with every minute of it. I asked Hal to share his weekly foundational schedule so you can see an example of what this can look like. Although Hal has the luxury of entrepreneurial freedom and doesn't need to follow any predetermined schedule. He will tell you that having this foundational schedule in place is one of his keys to ensuring he maximizes each day. Keep in mind that, as happens to most everyone, things come up that cause Hal's foundational schedule to change. Events, speaking engagements, vacations, etc. But only temporarily. As soon as he's back home and in his office, this is the schedule that he falls back into. One of the main reasons that this technique is so effective is because it takes the emotional roller coaster caused by various results out of the decision-making for your daily activities. How many times has an appointment gone bad and then affected your emotional state and your ability to focus? Chances are your focus and productivity were hindered for the rest of that day. If you had followed your foundational schedule, though, and the calendar said networking event, writing ads, or making calls, and you were committed to the calendar, then you would have had a fruitful afternoon. Take control. Stop leaving your productivity up to chance and letting outside influences manage your calendar. Create your foundational schedule, one that incorporates everything you need to get done, as well as recreational, family, and fun time, and follow through with it, no matter what. If you find you need additional support to ensure that you follow through, send a copy of your foundational schedule to an accountability partner or your coach, and have them hold you accountable. Your commitment to this one system will allow you to have significantly more control over your productivity and results. Principle number 4, commit to consistency. If there is any not-so-obvious secret to success, this is it. Commit to consistency. Every result that you desire, from improving your physique to increasing the size of your business to spending more quality time with your family, requires a consistent approach to produce the desired results. In the chapters that follow, I'll give you the insight and direction you need to take consistent action. For now, prepare your mind to keep going, even when the results you want aren't coming fast enough, and to have the stamina to withstand plenty of rejection and disappointment as you adjust to your new self. The best wealth creators are consistent, persistent, and unfailing in their dedication to taking action every day, and you need to be the same. How is your self-esteem doing? As American playwright August Wilson suggested, confront the dark parts of yourself and work to banish them with illumination and forgiveness. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing. Self-esteem gives you the courage to try new things and the power to believe in yourself. It is vitally important that you permit yourself to feel proud of yourself. Yes, we need to be realistic about our weaknesses and always strive to improve. But don't hesitate to be proud of your strengths and revel in the little wins. In the meantime, many days are filled with disappointments, delays, and denials. So it is vitally important that you love yourself. If you are doing the best you can, give yourself credit. I keep a special section in my journal to write love notes to myself. On days I need a little extra encouragement, I write down all the things I love and appreciate about me. An unstoppable self-esteem is a powerful tool. You probably already know that with a negative attitude, you are going nowhere and fast. With the right attitude, all the challenges of the day can roll off your back. You stay calm and can keep going. When you are confident in your abilities and committed to consistency, your behavior will change and your success is inevitable. Putting self-leadership into action. Developing self-leadership helps put you in the leadership role of your life. It eliminates the victim mentality and ensures you know the values, beliefs, and vision you want to live in. Step 1. Review and integrate the 4 foundational principles of self-leadership. 1. Take 100% responsibility. Remember, the moment you accept responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you claim the power to change anything in your life. Your success is 100% up to you. 2. Prioritize fitness and make exercise enjoyable. If daily fitness isn't already a priority in your life, make it so. In addition to your morning exercise, block time for longer 30 to 60 minute workouts 3 to 5 times each week. As for which foods will give you a surplus of energy, we'll cover that in the next chapter. 3. Systematize your world. Start by creating a foundational schedule, and then identify which area of your life or business can benefit by you putting systems and time-blocked schedules in place so that every day your result-producing processes have been predetermined and your success is virtually guaranteed. Most importantly, make sure you instill some system for accountability into your world. Whether that be through a colleague or a coach, or by leveraging your team by making commitments to them and leading by example. 4. Commit to consistency. Everyone needs structure. Choose consistency and commit to personal expectations and values. If you're trying a new approach, give it an extended period to work before throwing in the towel to try something different. Step 2. Develop your self-control and upgrade your self-image by using affirmations and visualization. Be sure to customize both at your earliest opportunity. It takes time to see results, and the sooner you start, the sooner you'll notice improvements. By now, I hope you've gained a sense of how important your personal development is in creating success. As you continue to read this book, and I suggest you read it more than once, I recommend that you intentionally address the areas where you know you need improvement and expansion. If your self-esteem could use a boost, then take steps to elevate it. Design affirmations to increase and develop it over time. Visualize yourself acting with more confidence, raising your standards, and loving yourself more. If this sounds overwhelming, remember the power of incremental change. You don't have to do everything all at once. And I've got more good news for you. In the next chapter, we're going to break down exactly how to engineer your life to create optimum levels of sustained physical, mental, and emotional energy so that you're able to maintain extraordinary levels of clarity, focus, and action day in and day out. Morning Millionaires. I get up around 8 a.m. and I have one other simple rule. Do one thing in the morning before checking email. It could be showering. It could be going for a long run. It could be jotting some thoughts down in my journal. It's usually writing. Most mornings I try to write for 1 to 2 hours before I start the rest of the day and the to-do list I made the day before. Ryan Holiday, best-selling author and media strategist.